crystal sidle, footprints, fruit trees. Iron tyrants scored Mother Earth and bled her dry, generations before I was born, bequeathing me, us, the aftermath, a rusted tin can rolling across dirt and tattered rags. Monarchs and honeybees exist only on yellowed postcards. The barrenness scissors any thread of hope. When grandsire dies, we bury him naked and coffinless in the ground so that we might reduce our already heavy footprints, as if, just once, solicitude might make a difference to the dismemberment. Later, we discover a three-leaved seedling where grandsire's gut would have been. Are you sure? We measure the grave's dimensions, survey the pale sky and earth swallowed by drought, and hope. When the next corpse is planted, it happens again. Unexpected life sprouting where minerals leached, organs fermented. Something unnaturally green, its vein-wrapped trunk hardy enough to withstand the desolate climate. As their breadth increases, we hear fast flapping wings of birds I'd read about in textbooks but never seen. They perch and caw from the bone-white branches, covered in blue buds and dotted with spurs like 100 crooking fingers. When they bloom eyeball-sized fruits, a pleasant scent mists from their punctured, star-shaped rinds. Upon these, the birds feast every morning. As their filled crops expand, their wingspans widen, their nectarous song floats farther from the trees. One dawn, we waken to find that Mother Nature's will has changed. There's wind. The sky plumes clouds that fatten gray with rain, each drip splashing palmfuls on flora and fauna, wet purling off each massive bird's back to nourish the land. As the clouds disperse, our trees stretch closer toward the welkin, and we dwindle into insignificance, harmless before the growing kingdom, tiny as ants marching over the healing earth. I can only hope that once we are swallowed again, something with wings and a pleasant morning song will drip back toward the earth.